he showed it to him, and he looked at it, and something about it pleased him, mm-hmm. and he said, I'll bring it next Sunday. We almost fell from the chair, because when I remember what I told you, how the procedure was in Vienna, and how you had to have months. First an interview, and then it took 6 months to get the approval, and then 6 months to be performed. And it was of course a joyous thing, but there was one flaw in it, and that was that we didn't have the material, because we had not taken it with us. Mm-hmm. There were trunks. We had departed rather speedily because the war.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I had mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
So this was going by trunk, and it wasn't to arrive before 3 months maybe. And so with the rest of the $200 that we still had, we had the material copied because we didn't want an occasion like this slip. And I think it was a good idea because that piece had such a success that the station received so many letters that he repeated the piece 3 times within 6 weeks. And then, having had such success with the thing, he did almost all the things that Eric had presented him with. He did the Passacaglia, he did the pieces for Job.
Mm-hmm.
And other radio stations like Columbia did things too. So it was really a very happy year, and it was almost like Eric had imagined,
Amazing.
Because when you imagine that he came there and immediately had nationwide broadcasts on NBC, which was the most prestigious company at that time. It was really something. Now, our financial situation, of course, was much less than desirable. We found a room which was near the river, and from our balcony, as a matter of fact, we could look out the river.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just one room and had many, many windows in this balcony. So it was a very light room. But it didn't have any furniture but 2 beds. In the first week, a friend of mine came to visit, and she sat down on the bed because chairs we didn't have, and the bed broke down, and it remained like this for the rest of our stay there, which was about 9 months. And it turned out when we had arrived in September, when it became winter, that the landlord used very cheap coal. And this provided steam that didn't go to this front room. And the room was so cold that the milkman used to come in the morning and put the milk bottle on the table. And we would still sleep longer because he arrived at 5 o'clock. And when we woke up, the milk came out of the bottle like a cork. It was frozen stiff. So you can imagine how cold was in the room. And I was expecting a baby, but nevertheless, we didn't really suffer under these circumstances. There was so much to do and so much going on. And immediately, Eric was a very gregarious person.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately we were friends about this whole house there. Everybody came into our room and Eric played, and they had never heard anybody play like this, and they
imagine.
Were of course fascinated. And we had many friends with the same fate too. And also by one of these friends that we had already met on the ship, or made on the ship, we met a family by the name of Oppenheim, who were very philanthropic and who were very, very, considerate and tried to help in any way the newcomers. And they would invite us to dinners and parties and try to do their best to help. And the lady wanted to give Eric English lessons, but she gave that up because he was not a person who could take lessons. He had to absorb it through the air, but so far he hadn't. that.